Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your hostess, Evangelist Teresa Scott. I'd like to welcome you this morning to Blog Talk Radio on Friday, December the 9th, 2011. This is a broadcast just in order to make a CD this morning, and we want to talk today about the Word of God and encouraging yourself through the Word of God. Hallelujah. How many of you know that sometimes we go through things? Sometimes we go through things and it's not pleasant. Maybe you got a doctor's report that was unpleasant. Maybe your marriage is on the brink and you don't know what to do. Maybe your children are acting up and they don't want to come in line with the Word of God. Maybe you're having problems with, you know, a relationship. You might not be married. It's just a relationship problem. And you don't seem compatible, or, you know, your spouse is going one way and you're going another way. Maybe it's a church relationship. Whatever it is, if it has you down, the Lord wants us to know today that we ought to be encouraged. Hallelujah. And I'm saying this because I am a woman who have experienced everything that I just mentioned before, and am yet experiencing some things in my body, but I thank and praise God on today that He has given me His word to encourage me. So I want to do the same for you. I want to give you the Word of God to encourage you so that you will know that God is with you no matter what you're going through. So you will know that God will never leave you nor forsake you, that whatever God says, God is going to do it. God is going to do it because God is, and God is not a man that He should lie. So this morning, we just want to minister to you. And as well as I minister to myself and just allow the Holy Spirit to come in and take control. Allow the Holy Spirit to come in and bless us. Allow the Holy Spirit to come in and do what only the Holy Spirit can do. Glory to God. So if you have your Bibles, turn to your Bibles. If you just want to listen, just listen. And we're going to go ahead and get the Word of God. Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, with some things on my mind concerning my body. Father, I come to you this morning with things on my mind concerning other people's bodies. Father, I come to you this morning with problems concerning our finances, with problems concerning just life. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that this CD will be a blessing to those who are listening and are going through, that they will hear your word and receive your word and be blessed by your word. For Father, we know that your word is quick, your word is powerful, your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And Father, we just ask your word to go forth and cut out everything within us that does not need to be here. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that your word will go and cut out all manner of sickness and disease. Father, we ask that your word will go forth and cut out all manner of hate, bitterness, rebellion, rejection, fear, low self-esteem, poverty spirit. Father, we pray for this in the name of Jesus. Father God, your word says you've given us power over every unclean spirit. You've given us authority over every clean spirit. And we use the authority of the name of Jesus to cast down imaginations, principalities, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We take authority over every such thing in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we just say thank you today. We thank you for giving us that authority. We thank you, hallelujah, that you've given us all power over the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you and give you praise, Father, because you are truly worthy of the praise. Father, I pray for every person listening to this CD that if they need healing in their body, that this word will go forth and heal their body in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray for every person listening to this CD that if they need healing in their finances, Lord, that you will heal their finances, Lord God. If they need a job, Father, that you will open the door and make a way out of no way for them to receive the job. If they need an increase on their job, more money, Father, we pray for them, Lord God, that they will get a raise on their job in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for those, Lord, that may be in the midst of losing their homes right now. And I ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will make a way out of no way, God. That they will know that it was you that saved their home, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, those that are fighting, Lord God, disease in their body, Lord God, has just got a bad report from the doctor. Father, I pray for them. Father, for you sent your word to heal them, Lord God, and I thank you. And Father, your word says it's by his stripes, by Jesus' stripes, we were healed. Hallelujah. And because we were healed, we are healed in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank you and I praise you this morning. I give you glory. I give you honor, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, those that are incarcerated right now, I lift them up, Lord. I ask you to send someone to them as they're incarcerated, someone that can minister the word of God to them in truth and in love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those that are facing execution, oh God, I pray for them now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask, oh God, that they will turn their hearts and their lives over to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as they sit on death row, Lord God. Father, give them your word. Turn their hearts to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so that they might have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. And in that day, you can call their name and tell them to come in so they can be with you, Lord. So, Father, I thank you for that, Lord God. I pray for every person who has lost a loved one recently, Lord God. I pray for them, Lord God. I ask you to move the hurt, move the pain, Lord God. Let them know, Lord God, hallelujah, that it is over, but God, you know, and you know best, hallelujah. Father, I pray, Lord God, that anybody on their deathbed right now facing death because of sickness, that you will heal them, that you will minister to them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, those that are facing operations, Lord God, I pray for them that you will use the doctors and the nurses, Lord God, that you will guide their hands, Lord God, that you will just be with them as they operate on these people, Father, in Jesus' name. And we bind up infection, Lord God, and we bind up wrong operations, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for every doctor, every surgeon, Lord God, every nurse, every assistant to the surgeon, Lord, every instrument, that every instrument will be sanitized, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it, Lord God. I thank you for healing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, as you go by your spirit through the hospital on the cancer wards, Lord God, I ask you, Father, to heal the cancer patients, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, those that haven't been able to be healed, God, I ask that you will cause these scientists, Lord God, and these people to come up with a cure for cancer, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your people might be healed, oh God, in Jesus' name. And Father, not just cancer, Lord God, but multiple sclerosis, lupus, Lord God, cerebral palsy, Lord God, fibromyalgia, AFib, Lord God, whatever the case is, restless leg syndrome, Lord God, Lord, schizophrenia, Lord God, bipolar syndrome, ADD and ADHD. Lord God, there is a way, Father, and I ask that you reveal it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I just thank you and give you praise on today. I bless your name, for you alone are worthy of the praise. Hallelujah, Lord. And as the song in the background says, there is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you that there is none like you today, Lord God. Hallelujah. I bless you today, Lord God, that we can turn to you, Lord God, in our moment of need, Lord. We can turn to you, Lord God, in our moments of sorrow, Lord God. We can turn to you, Lord, in our moments of confusion and anger and strife and bitterness, God. And you're still there, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I just want to say thank you this morning. I just want to bless your name this morning, hallelujah, because there truly is none like you, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Sometimes we find ourselves looking in places other than on our knees, looking to you, Heavenly Father. We look to the cigarette sometimes, Lord. We look to the alcohol bottle sometimes, Lord God. Sometimes we look to the crack pipe, Lord God. Sometimes we look to other people, Lord God, other people to advise us. We might turn, Lord God, to depression and taking pills so we won't have to feel the pain. But, Lord, you are right here. You have never left us. You've never forsaken us, Lord God. You've always been here. And, Father, I just say thank you for that. Hallelujah. Father, your word tells us, my grace is sufficient. I thank you for your sufficient grace this morning. Lord, in all that we go through, your grace is sufficient. In all that we go through, your grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, your grace is sufficient. And we love you and we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just want to bless your name this morning. We want to send blessings to you, Lord God, for all the blessings you have sent to us. Hallelujah. And God, I just want to thank you and I want to bless your name today. Hallelujah. For there truly is none like you. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your word. Hallelujah. I thank you for your word today, Lord God, because your word changes not. I thank you for your word in Isaiah 41:10. It says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." This is what the word of the Lord says to you and I today in Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not. If you're fearing today, the Lord has said, fear not. And then he says, why? He says, fear not, for I am with thee. Hallelujah. Isn't that consolation this morning? Then he says, be not dismayed. Are you dismayed today? God is saying, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. It sounds like a promise to me. If God says, yea, I will, you can bet your bottom dollar that yea, he will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I bless God for that. God is God and he cannot lie. He says, fear not and be not dismayed, for I am with thee. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee and I will help thee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 40, verses 28 to 31, it says, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. I love it when I can read the scripture and it keeps telling me what shall happen. This shall happen. They shall. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Do you need your strength renewed today? Are you facing something in your life today that you need your strength renewed? Read Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. And you will see a promise from the word of God that says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is a promise of God. It's to you and it's to me. Would you receive the promise from God today? Would you receive the promise of God today if you're feeling weary? If you're feeling faint, the promise of the Lord is that if you wait upon him, you shall renew your strength. Renew your strength. I know I want my strength renewed on today. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the word of God tells us in Isaiah 35, verse 4, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Let's read that again. Isaiah 35, 4. Be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Feel like you can't make it today. Feel like you're in a battle of all battles. Feel like you're in a war of wars. Maybe you feel like you're in a mother of wars. But the word of God says, even God with the recompense, he will come and save you. He's not just going to come, but God will come and save you. But before he said that, he said, be strong and fear not. Be strong and fear not. Why? Because we trust in the Almighty God. We trust in the everlasting God. We trust in the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. Why? Because he fainteth not. Why? Because he said he's going to come and he's going to save you. He's going to come and he's going to save me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now that's something to be joyful about this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That God hasn't left us. Yes, he knows we cry. He knows we have tears. He knows we have sorrows. He knows we have bitterness in our hearts at times. But God, he's going to come and renew us. He's going to come and strengthen us. Hallelujah. And we are never, ever alone. Ever, ever alone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you have a burden that you need to cast on the Lord today, hallelujah, you can read Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Are you righteous today? Are you righteous today? The word of the Lord, the word of the Lord just spoke to us and said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall sustain thee. When the Lord says he shall sustain you, he will sustain you. There's no question about it. He will sustain you. Cast your burden upon the Lord. What is your burden today? Is it your children being wayward? Is it your spouse being wayward? Is it somebody at your job just getting on your nerves? Is it you don't have enough money and it's Christmas time and you want to do this and you want to do that? Is it your gas bill, your electric bill, whatever your care is, whatever your care is? The word of God says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Hallelujah. This is a promise from the word of God to me and to you. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. Cast your burden upon the Lord right now. He sees your tears. He knows your fears. He understands that you don't understand. But cast your burden upon the Lord and allow him to sustain thee. Don't look to this person and don't look to that person. Allow the Lord to sustain thee. He wants to sustain thee. This is Him speaking to you through His word. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. You can put your name there. He shall never allow Teresa to be moved. He shall never allow Blanche to be moved. He shall never allow Clara Kenning to be moved. He shall never allow my mother to be moved. Hallelujah. God is not a respecter of persons. What He does for one, He'll do for another. Glory to God. Psalm 147:3 says, He, talking about God, He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Are you broken in heart today? Are you broken in heart today? Do you have wounds that need to be bound up? Well, the word of the Lord just said to us, He healeth the broken in heart. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. And bindeth up their wounds. What a mighty God that He would care for us so much that He would heal the broken heart and that He would bind up our wounds. Glory to God. How many of you know that sometimes our hearts do get broken? But He said He heals the broken heart and He bindeth up all their wounds. He didn't say some, all of them. He bindeth up their wounds. And I praise God for His word today. Hallelujah. I thank God for His word today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then the word of God continues to tell us in 2 Samuel 22:7, the word of God says, In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and He did hear my voice out of His temple, and my cry did enter into His ears. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. When I got that bad doctor's report, I called upon the Lord and I cried to my God. And He did hear me. He heard my voice. He heard my voice out of His temple. He was in His temple, but He heard my voice. He heard me cry unto Him. And He heard my cries because they entered into His ears. But it was in my distress and I called upon the Lord. I cried to my God and He did hear my voice out of His temple. And my cry did enter into His ears. Wow, what a perfect God. What a loving God. What an awesome God that He will take the time to listen to us when we're in distress. That He will take the time to listen to us when we call upon Him and when we cry to Him. What an honor to know that God will answer us and hear us. He hears our distress calls. He hears it. He hears our cries. What an honor to know that God, who sits in His holy temple, to know that God, who made the heavens and the earth, to know that God, who created everything in this earth that is, to know that that very same God will allow us to call upon Him in our distress, will allow us to call upon Him through our tears. And He hears us. He hears us in the midst of our cry. He hears us in the midst of our distress. And He allows our cries to enter into His ears. And not only does He allow our cries to enter into His ears, He hears us. He hears us. He hears us. We just read in Psalm 147:3 that He healeth the broken heart and bindeth up their wounds. That's how we know He hears us. His word just told us. Hallelujah. Are you distressed today? Call upon the Lord. Are you distressed today? Cry out to God and He will hear your voice. out of his temple, and he will hear your cry, because your cry will enter into his ears. We serve a faithful God today. We serve a mighty God today. Hallelujah. An awesome God today. And you know, one of my most favorite psalms is Psalm 91. And I know you probably that are listening to this know this psalm, but I'm going to read it. I'm just going to dwell today and meditate today on the goodness of the Lord and the promises of God in his word. The things that he's promising me through his word. The things that God is promising you through his word. God is promising. And when God promises, he doesn't take his promise back. Because God is not a liar. God is faithful. He is faithful. Hallelujah. And Psalm 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver thee. He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee. He shall cover me with his feathers. And under his wings shalt we trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand. Hallelujah. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. I am so super happy about this word today. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God is telling us today that we shall call upon him and he will answer us. God is telling us today that he will be with us in trouble and he will deliver and honor. I will be with you in trouble, the word of the Lord says. And not only will God be with us in trouble, but he will deliver us and honor us. So not just delivered, but delivered and honored. Hallelujah. And then the last verse says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I receive my long life today in the name of Jesus. I receive the salvation of the Lord today in the name of Jesus. I will call upon the Lord, and I believe he will answer me because his word just told me so. I will call on the Lord in my time of trouble because I believe he will deliver me and honor me. Why do I believe this? Because this is what the word of God says. I have to believe it because my God is not a liar. I have to trust my God because this is what he has said. And if he's saying it to me, he's saying it to you. And if he's saying it to you, he's saying it to others. Our God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. He can do what no other can do. He can do what no other can do. Why? Because he is God. And besides him, there is no other. There is no other. There is no other. There is no other. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Another very familiar scripture that we know is the 23rd Psalm. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Did you catch that? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm his sheep. You're his sheep. You're the sheep of his pasture. And what a shepherd does, a good shepherd, and Jesus is the good shepherd. The good shepherd protects his sheep. He makes sure that even if he has thousands of sheep, he knows when one is missing. And he goes looking for that missing sheep. He doesn't just leave the sheep hanging out there and say, oh, well, the sheep got lost, that's their fault, let them stay out there. No, the good shepherd goes out and finds that one sheep and brings that sheep back to the fold. Hallelujah. That's why I'm excited to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's why you should be excited to say today, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not once. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I bless him for his word. Hallelujah. And another very familiar psalm in Psalm 34. And this psalm is a psalm of encouragement and a psalm of praise. We ought to learn how to praise the Lord no matter what we're going through. We ought to learn how to bless the Lord when we're going through because he loves us. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. That's what he said. And Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. What are you fearing today? What are you seeking the Lord for? What are you seeking the Lord for today? Is it healing in your body? Is it healing in your body? David said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Are you fearing the doctor's report today? Seek the Lord. He will hear you and he will deliver you from all of your fears. Are you seeking a problem in your marriage? Are you seeking the Lord for a problem in your marriage? Seek the Lord. He will hear you and he will deliver you from all of your fears. He will deliver you from fear of separation. He will deliver you from fear of divorce. He will deliver you from fear of it not getting better. He will deliver you from whatever your fear is. Are you fearful that you don't have enough money to make ends meet? Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord, because he will hear you and he will deliver you from all of your fears. He will deliver you from all of your fears. God is awesome. God is holy. God is honest. God is lovely. God is perfect. And he will never suffer the righteous to be moved. Never. 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 But see, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Not just when it's good. Not just when I have all the money I need. Not just when my mortgage is paid and all my bills that were due are paid. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. All times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I know for a fact that when you're going through something devastating, you can't readily give a praise. But when you begin to think on the word of the Lord, this is why I'm making this audio CD. So we can reflect back on the words of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Yes, I got a bad report from the doctors, but I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Yes, the doctor said this and the doctor said that, but my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Yes, I got a bad report from the doctor, but I want you to come and magnify the Lord with me. I want you to come with me and let's exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears. Yes, what the doctor said scared me, but I sought the Lord and he delivered me. He delivered me from all of my fears. And the same God that has delivered me from all of my fears is the same God that will deliver you from all of your fears. If you will just bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless him over the bad report, bless him over the lack of finances, bless him if your marriage is breaking up or any relationship you have is breaking up, bless him if you just lost your job, bless him. Bless him at all times. Bless him when you are filled with plenty, while your cabinets are full. Bless him. Bless him that you have a car. Bless him that you have two good legs to walk on, two good arms to raise, hallelujah, two good eyes to see out of him. Bless him, hallelujah. Let his praise continually be in your mouth. Let your soul continually make her boast in the Lord. The humble will hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me. He delivered me from all of my fears. This poor man cried. This poor woman cried. And the Lord heard her. The Lord heard him. And saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Oh, bless the Lord. My soul is doing right well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord continues to say, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth them, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Oh, don't you love that promise from the Lord this morning? Don't you love that word of God this morning? The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. I trust you today, Lord. I trust you today, Lord. I trust you that I will not be desolate. I will not be desolate. I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord, for you said you redeemed the soul of your servants. I trust you for every person listening, that their souls will be not desolate. I trust you for every person, that they will begin to trust you, that they will not be desolate. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that although your word says many are the afflictions of the righteous, your word also says the Lord delivereth him out of them all. So you might have an affliction today. You might have an affliction tomorrow. But you're the righteousness of God, and the word says the Lord will deliver you out of them all. Can you believe that with me today? I have to believe that for myself. But can you say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all? If we repeat this word of God, because God is his word, God cannot separate himself from his word. And if God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all, you can guarantee that if you're being afflicted, that God's going to deliver you from the, from them all. God will deliver, because God said he will deliver from them all. From them all. The word of God says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. That's so precious, to know that I can cry, to know that you can cry, and to know that the Lord, he hears. He hears. And not only does he hear, but he delivers us out of all of our troubles. What is your trouble today? What are you crying about today? What do you need the Lord to hear you about today? Whatever it is, the Lord hears you, and he's going to deliver you out of all of your troubles. He's going to deliver you out of all of your troubles. Trust God today. Believe his word today. Believe his word today for you.
Glory to God, as I believe the word today for me. The word of the Lord tells us in Isaiah 41:10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. For God is speaking through his word. And he said, fear not. Whatever it is, fear not. Whatever it is, fear not. For God says, I am with thee. He said, be not dismayed. Don't be perplexed. Don't be confused. Don't be depressed. He said, for I am thy God. He said, I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God said, I will. He said, I will. He said, I will. He didn't say, I might. He said, I will. I will do this. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. I will uphold you. I will sustain thee. I will. We can trust God today. This is his word. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, he meant it. If God said it, he meant it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40, verses 28 to 31 says, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Glory to God. It is my prayer that as you listen to this CD, that you will hear the words of the Lord, and not only hear the words of the Lord, but that you will meditate on the words of the Lord, that you will take this CD, and when you're feeling frustrated, when you're feeling faint, when you're feeling weary, when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling depressed, when you're feeling scared, when you're feeling like you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, that you will listen to this CD over and over again and hear the word of the Lord our God. And not only hear the word of the Lord our God, but meditate on the word of the Lord our God. Repeat it over and over again until it gets into your spirit. Repeat it over and over again until it gets into your soul. Repeat it over and over again until you can say it with confidence that this is the word of the Lord. Because it is the word of the Lord, I shall not fear. I shall not fear. I shall not fear. No matter what the doctor said, no matter what the teacher said, no matter what the financial institution said, no matter what the mortgage company said, no matter what the gas company, the electric company, the cable company, the people that have your car note, no matter what they said, our Bible taught us the word of God, the actual word of God spoke to us and said, fear not, be not dismayed, for I am with you. I am with you. God said to you today, I am with you. Whatever your name is, say your name and say, look, God said he is with me. He told me to fear not. He told me to be not dismayed. He said he is with me. He is with me. Believest thou this? Don't be like Thomas. Don't be like doubting Thomas and wait to have to see Jesus. The way to have to put your fingers in the holes where he was crucified. And the holes in his hands and his feet and his side. Don't be like the doubters that I got to see your body first to know that you really died for me and you rose again. No, the word is risen right here in the word of God. Believe it and receive it for your very life. I love you with the love of the Lord. This is Evangelist Teresa Scott. And remember this thing. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Go in peace.